Hi. So, you have already set up your Salesforce solution, and it has been running for quite a while now. Yet, it is delivering below your initial expectations. You are not sure why you're dealing with an underperforming Salesforce, neither does your team. You've come to the right place to find out what's going on. In this post, we'll alert you about 10 important symptoms of an ill Salesforce. Here we go. 1. Dirty data. Dirty data comes in many ways. Sales reps wasting too much time with faulty contacts, calling wrong numbers, and spending lots of time searching for data are some of them. Do your salespeople show some of these behaviors? Those are red flags. 2. Too many complaints. Do you often hear your team complaining about how difficult it is to work with Salesforce? How slow the CRM is? How complex it is to get anything done in this tool? Well, too many complaints are always a bad sign. Let's do something about it. 3. Basic use only. Did they promise you Salesforce would be an open window of opportunities, but you feel it is no better than a simple Excel sheet? Do your sales reps see no use in Salesforce? Probably, they don't know yet how to use Salesforce at its full potential, struggling to analyze the data and to retrieve relevant insights. Deep down, you just want to boost your CRM tool to the next level. Understandable. 4. Legacy. You should be left with absolutely no doubts you have legacy issues in your Salesforce when you have tons of apps and functionalities not running smoothly and full of bugs as they were built over older ones. Is this scenario relatable? Let's take action. 5. Synchronization integration. It really is common for companies to use more than one software, so don't be concerned not to use Salesforce exclusively. Yet, make sure all your tools, apps, functionalities, and so on integrate together. It is a bummer if you don't use them at their maximum because they don't sync. Is your Salesforce failing to integrate with other programs? 6. Inconsistent use. Well, that is a weird term, isn't it? But you might just relate to it. Are your sales reps using Salesforce in a way, and the marketing team using it the other way around? Even inside each one of these teams, do you feel different users give a completely distinct use to the CRM tool? Ones may use as main contact the phone number, others may use email, there's no coherence. Danger ahead. 7. Low adoption. So, you've implemented Salesforce, but still all your reps just want to use the old system? They rarely log in Salesforce and see little to no purpose in Salesforce, and are so used to that same old good tool they had before, unwilling to change and adapt to the new one. You have a low adoption problem. Quite a bummer, isn't it? 8. Open incidents. Do you feel your Salesforce keeps on being interrupted? Its quality is decreasing, getting worse in each deployment? Unfortunately, it seems you have a serious problem with your CRM. A high number of open incidents. That should be quite a concern. 9. Over-customization. Do you remember when you adopted Salesforce? That first day you welcomed Salesforce into your company. Wasn't that exciting? All customized and tailor-made to your company, even the tiniest details. But now that time has passed and Salesforce keeps on updating with new releases and features, you realize over-customization was a mistake. It brought into your CRM some bugs and inefficiencies. What a struggle. 10. Mis-sell in Salesforce. This happens all the time. So, you've implemented Salesforce into your company, and you are just so excited to see what it does, you forget the purpose and strategy of your business. You get confused about which are your target groups, about what your digital channels are, or even about what are the approaches that best fit your business type. Red flag again. You have a misalignment issue. To say the least, if you're showing any of the above symptoms, you might be in danger, wasting precious time and money without seeing any return. If you are left without a doubt your Salesforce is underperforming, we suggest you read our article on how Stalaxius may help you boost your CRM. If you are still skeptical about all of this, then let go of all doubts. Take the test on this article to evaluate if you are using Salesforce to its full potential.